Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, depending on where you are. Welcome to This Week in the Lion's Den. I'm your hostess, Chris Lyon, and you may have heard me from a previous show dealing with real estate, but we've decided to change it up a little bit because it's just one of those years that we just need to change it up a little bit, but in a good way. Again, thank you for tuning in if you're listening. My name, again, is Chris Lyon. I wanted to take a break today and kind of de-stress from everything that the country is dealing with right now. I know everyone's sick of hearing about the election. I know everyone's tired of hearing about the phone recall. I know everyone's tired of hearing about storms and all kinds of everything that's just going on. So I wanted to take a step back a little bit and recall something that I experienced as a child. Halloween. We used to go trick-or-treating. We used to knock on doors, and I had homemade costume. We used to get the homemade costumes, you know, with the paper bag that your mom cut holes in the eyes and, you know, the bed sheet that, you know, had the flowers and stripes on it, but she still made it, you know, a ghost costume. I've never seen a ghost with stripes, but by the time I was a teenager, we had graduated from going trick-or-treating because our parents said, you're too big to go out beg for candy. We used to go play pranks like toilet paper and throwing eggs and water balloons. And sometimes we'd go to a party that would be at school or something and bob for apples and dance. The Thriller song was really big when I guess I was just about in high school, I think. But I don't know. That was a new twist on Halloween with the Thriller video that Michael Jackson, you know, created. Vincent Price and his voice with the, you know, creepy laugh, and he just had that distinctive voice. But, you know, I think the worst thing that happened overall, I recall the neighbors catching us running away from their door with toilet paper around their bushes. And it was always that crazy lady that lived by herself with cats, and she had old candy or old fruit, and she would throw that in our bag, and nobody really wanted it. But I also remember the old guy that used to drink all the time, and he would just, you know, act like he didn't remember it was Halloween, and you know, it's been going on for all night long. He's like, oh, well, I just forgot. Here's some change I got in my purse. I can, you know, throw it in there and give it to you. But overall, I think that I had a really good childhood, and it wasn't stressful or traumatic. Everybody knew everyone, and it was just like it was our version of normal. So we didn't get to experience what kids do now with having to go to Hallelujah Night. And I think since maybe about the past 10 years I've heard of Hallelujah Night, where people actually go to like a church or a community center, and they celebrate Halloween in different ways. It's usually no scary costumes allowed, or they usually have pony rides or a petting zoo, and they pass out the candy themselves, so you know it's safe to eat for the kids, and it's usually a little bit better snacks and, you know, what, you know, some people would pass out in their neighborhood, and it gives people a sense of safety, I guess. And I think a lot of Christian people or who believe in a higher factor like to have an alternative to Halloween because it really is just too scary. I mean, even with, you know, the Friday the 13th movies, we knew that Jason had problems and he was scary, but he stayed at camp, you know, at the campsite in Crystal Lake or whatever. It wasn't like now with clowns running around and, you know, they're trying to scare you now with clown costumes. Clowns are creepy anyway, some of them, you know, the ones with the bloody face. But, you know, most of them are just happy and they do the little balloons at the birthday parties. And, you know, it's supposed to be innocent, but I don't know if anything's really innocent anymore today. My children, they're a little bit older now, but they used to be afraid to go out and they would suggest, can't we go to church? And my children would also say, well, we don't go to that church, but I think they have a great church. It's a really big building. It's really nice. Let's go there. And a lot of people I found say, well, I don't go to that church, but I'm still going there Hallelujah night. And some of the places will have signs out saying, come everybody, you know, not to be, you know, not to be a member to not attend. And again, it's just their alternative to, you know, having Halloween, going in your neighborhood in the dark to a building where it's a, you know, controlled environment. It's light and, you know, there's music. And it's, you know, I guess it's supposed to be better than just traditional Halloween. But, I mean, is Halloween outdated? Are we outgrowing the tradition of Halloween? Do you still celebrate Halloween, or do your kids still celebrate Halloween? I would really love to hear from you if you do. The number to call in if you have a comment or a memory or a question or a comment is going to be 516-31-9856. Again, that telephone number is 516-531-9586. And you're listening to This Week in the Lion's Den with Chris Lyon. I'm your host. While I'm waiting for people to respond, again, just a break from everyday everything that we've been watching on the news and on TV. It's about 10 or 11 days before the end of the month, and I see a few people in my neighborhood that have decorations up. Some of them are really goofy and cute, and some of them are really gruesome and scary. And my youngest child, she is not a fan of Halloween at all. She said that those costumes and the what do you call those things, the mannequins or the skeletons, they scare her. And she just says she doesn't like to see it at all. She said it gives her bad dreams. She doesn't want to go near it, and she doesn't understand how that could be fun. And I kind of agree with her. Some of that stuff scares me a little bit, too. And I'm a grown-up. You know, some things are just too gruesome. You know, the bloody, you know, thing, bloody face and the missing skin and the exposed, you know, organs. It's I don't know. You have to really have an appreciation for horror films and horror in general. Even though you know it's not real, sometimes it's kind of hard for little kids to disconnect and separate that from reality. And TV shows are getting a little more gruesome as well. You know, there used to be a time on TV you couldn't even say profanity on television, let alone see someone, you know, not dressed or, you know, all the things that you can do now that's not censored anymore. I remember we had a song that was popular in grade school called the Monster Mash, and it was like a updated version of mashed potato. And we just, you know, danced to that. It was innocent. It was fun. It was, you know, like the hokey pokey karaoke kind of thing. Nowadays, they've got all kinds of things on TV, Scream Queens, and what's the one with the little kids, the teenagers, and hanging out in the house and the guys breaking in. it's a lot. I mean, I'm not really into the new age of what we call horror Halloween. I like the old goofy stuff, you know, the Scooby-Doo goblins, you know, you meddling kids kind of thing. You know, it's innocent, it was fun. You can easily separate that from you know, being actually scared. Filmmaker Tyler Perry has a movie coming out. It makes a parody of Halloween. And, you know, it's completely goofy and you know, he's trying, I guess, to, like you said, take the horror out of Halloween and just make it a fun time. If you have to celebrate it, that you, you know, it's not going to be something that gives you nightmares. Does anyone out there listening have decorations in their yard? Do you think that Halloween is outdated? Do you feel that Christians should celebrate Halloween? And are you going to a party or an event on the 31st or around the 30th or whatever day Halloween falls on this year? Give me a call if you can. The number to call in is 516-531-9586, 516-531-9586. Give me a call. Let me see what is on your mind on this week in the Lion's Den with Chris Lyon. Again, if you're just joining us, thank you so much. This is my pilot show for a new format. And, again, we're trying to de-stress from the things that are on TV and, you know, get away from this election year and all the bad stuff that's happening. We're talking about Halloween or Hallelujah. If you would like to comment, again, give me a call, 516-531-9586. I was doing some research last night on Hallelujah Night, and if you've never heard of it, Hallelujah Night is an alternative to Halloween. And a lot of places, such as community centers or churches, they will give a giant party where children can go and not do the trick-or-treating, but just do the treating, listen to music, eat popcorn, get candy, give them a sense of safety from their neighborhood, or maybe if you're just an only child and you don't have anyone to go trick-or-treating with, it gives you a group of kids that they can interact with. It's better, I guess, than just walking down a dark street on a fall evening, you know, knocking on doors. A lot of people don't know their neighbors anymore. I know my neighbors, but, you know, a lot of people don't know who their neighbors are. So they don't feel comfortable knocking on doors, apartment buildings, or houses that have really huge lots, you know, like almost like a farm, suburban, you know, environment. It's just really far to walk, or it's really dark and dangerous. And like again, like I said, it's just an alternative. And a lot of people, they just don't participate. If they do, they, like I said, do the community center thing, or, I mean, who still goes trick-or-treating? Do you still celebrate Halloween? If so, I'd love to hear from you. Number again is 516-531-9586. Are you going to Halloween party? Are you hosting a party? Do you still dress up as an adult? What is your costume this year? Is Halloween outdated? Do Christians still celebrate Halloween, or are they doing away with it altogether? Do you have decorations in your house or in front of your house, or do your neighbors have decorations in front of their house? If so, I'd love to hear from you, because I think here in our neighborhood, we're doing a block party kind of thing. We're not really celebrating Halloween altogether. I think it's called a holiday party. We're doing a holiday party, and it's a block party, and it's outside, and we usually wrap it up by the time it gets super dark. So usually by 7, 8 o'clock, we'll be done. And my kids, they're not interested. They want candy. They can go to Walmart and get all the candy they want. Well, I can get all the candy they want, with my money. But again, give me a call if you'd like to chime in. The number is 516-531-9586. If you'd like to call in, you're listening to This Week in the Lion's Den with Chris Lyon. Give me a call. does anyone remember the Monster Mash song? I don't even remember who sang it. Does anyone know who sang the Monster Mash? I think the only other Halloween song we knew of was, again, the Thriller song that Michael Jackson came out with. And that video, it was a great dance video. It scared me, though, the glowing eyes and, you know, just the idea that he was, you know, changing into a werewolf or something. It was kind of creepy. For a long time, I really didn't watch that video. I refused to watch it full out. I had one eye covered or like a blanket over my head, and I would just peep and try to hopefully not catch any of the scary parts of the video. But it won lots of awards. It was a great video. It was a great song. The whole album was great. But for a long time, like I said, I wasn't a little kid, and I wasn't the full-grown adult that I am now, but I was scared to watch that video for a very long time. I think when I did see it, I was in my living room, and it was daytime. I had all the blinds open. I think somebody was home with me, and I was basically holding their hand going, can you please watch this video with me? I am so scared. So, again, those are my memories, my thoughts, Halloween or Hallelujah. Which one do you celebrate? Should you not celebrate either one? Give me a call. I'd love to hear from you. The number is 516-531-9586. And this is Chris Lyon on This Week in the Lion's Den. While we're waiting for people to call in, I just wanted to take a moment to point out that Halloween is going to be on, I don't have a calendar on, it's going to be on the 31st as it is every year. I'm not sure if that's a weekend or a weekday, which also plays a lot into whether or not people actually celebrate a lot of stuff. If it's on a Monday, no one really goes out as much, but if it's on a Friday or a Saturday, or maybe even a Sunday, I noticed people are out in droves and traffic is busy. And I try to avoid going out driving if it's on a weekend because it's not so much the children, it's the older adults, it's the grown-ups that go out and make a lot of traffic and moving around out of it. The last Halloween party I went to was, I don't know, I don't have a big social life, but the last Halloween party I went to, I think it was at a church, a community church, and it was the whole block that was blocked off, similar to what we're doing in our neighborhood. There was a hot dog stand, there was a cotton candy stand, there was a popcorn stand, it was a drink station, it was a petting zoo, it was a hayride or a wagon ride. There were balloons, the clowns that made the balloons, the good clowns, not the scary ones now. They had carnival games like the ring toss and horseshoes. They gave out candy for virtually every station that they had at the party. But it was a giant speaker. It was music on one end, each end of the cars. They also had like the community watch people or the police department giving out keychains and stickers, you know, be safe, know your neighborhood or something to that effect. And like I said, it was for the kids, but everyone could, there was a small seating area for the adults, the parents to sit down. and, you know, just kind of just take a break and watch them play and chat. And again, it was nothing like my experience growing up, going door to door with a giant bag and saying, hi, trick or treat, and, you know, just having, you know, Ethel or Esther, you know, come to the door and pass out peppermints and Tootsie Rolls and candy corn and Mary Janes and squirrel nuts. And, yeah, I'm really telling my age with all this kinds of candy. I think Pop Rocks were big at one point in my childhood, and they banned them because they were dangerous, according to the media. People were swallowing them, and it's like a sensory fizzy candy that explodes in your throat or your mouth. And if you don't do it properly, it can make you sick and hurt you. So I remember one year Pop Rocks was banned from being sold. Fun Dip, we used to eat Fun Dip. And, you know, it's amazing I have any teeth now. Now that I think about it, all the things that we used to eat were just full of sugar and syrup, and it was horrible. But, I mean, again, that was part of being young. My mom would take the bag and inspect all the candy. We'd dump it out on the dining room table, and she'd look at every piece and say, this looks like it's been opened, or this is not good for you, or, you know, this has whatever in it. And we got a couple of pieces of candy every day until probably Thanksgiving, and then we got more treats because it was another holiday. But that candy lasted us a long time. We're not allowed to blow through the whole thing unless we found out where Mom hid the candy. And, you know, it was just one of those things that you just remember. That's good. So, again,